Next, we're making samples. Lots of them. I'm Jen Lee. This is Get Your Message Out. I think it's easy if you're a newer creator or an aspiring creator or communicator to think that maybe these things just come out fresh, you know, an immaculate delivery that just drops into your brain and out of your mouth or through your hands untouched. But the truth is that much of our communications work or creative work involves experimentation and ideation. Those are big words for create samples, lots of them. Even for this podcast, there were so many samples I created of podcast art. There were so many titles I experimented with. There were different iterations, different ideas, a different recording format. You just start to make lots of samples before you commit to just one, because maybe your first idea will actually inspire a second and a third idea. Maybe you'll let yourself incubate an idea over time and collect more inspiration sources or skills or knowledge and fold those into your process. Here's a new inspiration point, fold it in. Here's a new skill, fold it in. But create samples and lots of them so that you have this choice in an array. I often find what's helpful is to share a lot of my samples with someone who represents a potential audience member, reader, or viewer, and to hear from them. How does this land with you? What do you notice? What feedback do you have for me? I'm thinking of one design idea that I sent to my sister, who has an incredible, incredible eye for aesthetic and design. And she wrote back and had great feedback about how she loved the design, but she noticed the base color was blue. This was for a podcast logo that I was working on a few years back. And she said she noticed in her podcast player how there was just a lot of blue. And she feared it wouldn't stand out. But if I instead flipped my base color with my accent color was more of a gold, if I made the gold the base and let the blue be the accent, it would really pop out in that podcast search and browser results. And she was absolutely right. I flipped the colors and it was so much more eye-catching and so much more pleasing, energetic, joyful. And so I was really glad that I didn't just create a lot of samples, but that I also tried them out on people and tried them out in a couple of circumstances before committing and choosing just one. So when you're looking to get your message out, you may create samples of your own. You may say, what would this look like if it were a collage? What would this look like if it were a painting? What would this look like if it were a song? You know, create samples even across mediums, across modes. What would this story look like if it were fiction? What would this story look like if it were nonfiction? What would this story look like if it were in a poem? Creating samples gives your mind this assurance that there isn't a right answer and a wrong answer. It lets you be flexible cognitively as you think of all the ways it could be. It keeps things playful and it keeps possibilities coming and open. This isn't the stage for critique or even choice. This is the stage for play, experimentation, and the excitement and vitality that comes from that kind of light on your feet feeling, playing in the land of surprise, toying with the idea of wonder inside our own creative process. These are things that also keep vitality high and propel us forward. It's a nice remedy to what we talked about last time with what goes missing. It can be easy to be also frozen by the stakes if we make them too high or unobtainable. But at this point, I like to set that aside and just say, now we play. Now we experiment. Now we explore. Creating samples, lots of them, is the way to do it.